Maloni, Talohani, Wamai Oia, Mili.
Maloni Pulotu, Kowe Manui Hagohetai, Ea Maikoe.
Yeah, Manui Fafetai, Manui Fafetai.
Amen.
Hey, great to be here again with our community here on Te Ama, and going to open up with a passage from Isaiah. And Millie, I was just sharing with you, this has been speaking to my heart for the last few days, for the last week, around looking up. You know, when we're going through those times of chaos in our life, we continue to look up and we look far, that there's things that are far beyond our current circumstances, look beyond our current realities to what's been promised for us. So I know as Tukulaans and even as Samoans, we've got a lot of faith, and we sometimes need to remember that. So I'm just going to read from Isaiah chapter 33, verse 17. And the context around this passage is that the people of Israel are under what you call it oppression by the Assyrians. You know, yet another foreign country coming over and taking over the people of Israel. And King Hezekiah, he's just aggrieved. He's upset. He's in mourning that his people are under oppression of Assyria. But then Isaiah, the prophet, he reminds him and he tells him, he says in verse 17, "Your eyes will see the king in all his splendor, and you will see a land that stretches into the distance. You will think back to this time of terror, asking, where are the Assyrian officers who counted our towers? Where are the bookkeepers who recorded the plunder taken from our fallen city? You will no longer see these fierce, violent people with their strange unknown language. Instead, you will see Zion as a place of holy festivals. You will see Jerusalem, a city quiet and secure. It will be like a tent whose ropes are taut and whose stakes are firmly fixed. The Lord will be our mighty one. He will be like a wide river of protection that no enemy can cross, that no enemy ship can sail upon. For the Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king. He will care for us and save us. The enemy's sails hang loose on broken masts with useless tackle. Their treasure will be divided by the people of God. Even the lame will take their share. The people of Israel will no longer say, 'We are sick and helpless,' for the Lord will forgive their sins." Lord, I just want to bring our time together here to your altar, Lord. We just thank you for Mili Mili and Fale Puka as they speak to the community of Tokelau through this radio Te Ama, and all the issues and challenges and the information that will help empower our people, and that our people will use this knowledge to inform decision making and their health for themselves as individuals, as families, yes, as communities, as a nation. And we know Tokelau is very small, but very, very big hearts. And as we celebrated Tokelau Language Week last week, and many stories that have continued to propel people, as Tokelau people continue to look up and they look beyond their circumstances, even though their place is going underwater, Lord, they know there is a better and far greater place, far greener, greener pastures than what is currently in their reality now. So we pray you bless our time with Mili Mili and bless this radio station and all the stations that are at display here at Planet FM for your glory and sake. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
I thought we figured out how not to spill blood. I thought we figured out to walk away. I thought we found that love was not a failure. Decided that the sea would have no waves. And it kills me cause I get worked up and you get worked up and we get worked up for nothing. Yeah, I get worked up and they get worked up and we get worked up for what? Calm down. For other people, I wonder if they feel it like I do. I know there is more love than there is evil. A war is just a waste of me and you. And it kills me cause I get worked up and you get worked up and we get worked up for nothing. I get worked up and they get worked up and we get worked up for what? Calm down. In doubt, brother, look further, take care of each other, stressing over the bout, if needed then you can shout, my sister look further, yeah you're the preserver, time to figure it out, we keep on living in doubt, I get worked up and you get worked up and stressing over the bout, if needed then you can shout, we get worked up for what? Calm down.
Maloni, Talaholava, warm Pacific greetings. I hope you all had a lovely weekend, even though it's Tuesday today. Always grateful, like Pulotu said, always grateful to our Heavenly Father for the gift of life. Our families, all praises to God. You know, as Pacific, we pride ourselves, and I think we're defined by family and God at the center of all we do. Our values, respect, showing and giving respect, that's who we are. That's what our parents, our grandparents, our ancestors instilled in us. And it's only right and natural we carry on their legacy and pass on the torch to our children and future generations. That's our responsibility. Also, what a weekend of sport. I'm talking UFC and boxing. Maybe Pulotu will touch on the sporting events that took place over the weekend. Time permitting, that is. Yes. Welcome to Te Ama, Pacific Radio, Pacific Health Radio. Here at Te Ama, we are proud to share the same vision and purpose, working consistently over the past 10 years in partnership and alongside Auckland and Waitemata District Health Boards, promoting Pacific health and wellness. Yes. Working together alongside each other is key. Good, strong, solid relationships with our people and communities at the heart of everything we do. No two ways about it. We're here to serve. The shared vision is healthy communities, world-class healthcare, and our shared vision is to improve the health of the Auckland DHB population and Waitemata District Health Board population, and I think all New Zealanders and Pacific Islanders who access these services through high quality health and disability services. Our team here at Te Ama, our founder Fale Puka and myself, we're very proud to serve our people and communities or anyone listening, and to help raise awareness and educate our listeners and those tuning in online worldwide to listen, but also to hear what our weekly guests have to say. You know, over the years I have searched wide and far to bring on the relevant guests who are making a real difference to the health outcomes of our Pacific people. We all have a part to play, you know, and our guests who are passionate and proven in what they do come on Te Ama and share with us what they do. But I also enjoy when they share their journey, life experiences, and disseminate health information. As we all know, health is wealth. And for us as Pacific Island people, what we value the most, like all people, I suppose, is our loved ones, our families. We love our parents, we love our children, we love our better halves, we love our true friends. That's what we love the most when it really comes down to it. And over the past 10 years or more, even now, whenever I get the chance or time to share with anyone or whoever, group of people, wherever it may be, I'm more than happy to spread the message that anyone can go through dark and tough times. But more importantly, to know that time will pass too. It will. You know, having that one person or trusted family and friends or friend around that surround us during those those lows, that will be the difference. That's an area that I know and have, and I continue to push forward and strive towards to make a difference in anyone else who are going through tough times and raise awareness, love, and understanding. Our tangata whenua of Aotearoa New Zealand, they are renowned around the world for their warrior-like mindset, warrior-like ways. They have a strong self-belief, which defines who they are as tangata whenua. I've seen that quote a lot. He aha te mea nui o te ao. He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. That's it, folks. What it really boils down to, for me anyway, what matters the most, it's our loved ones. And as Pacific people, how can we look after our loved ones? How can we provide for our families? How can we enjoy a better quality of life? How can we be of service to our families, churches, and communities? And to help us answer and better understand these basic fundamental questions, I'm honored to have Pulotu Bruce Levy right next to me.
Malo, malo, maloni.
And let me share a bit about what Pulotu does, what he has done, and what he continues to do. Did some research on the man. And let me start off with a few quotes from Pulotu. He said, "If you have a passion for people, then a career in health is the way to go." Another one is, "I grew up in a family of doctors and health professionals who were influential in the health sector. As I had many positive role models in my life, it was only natural for me to be drawn to a career in health. My family's influence, the support of my wife, and being a father provided a strong foundation in my career journey." Another quote, "I could see there were many opportunities and ways to establish a career in the health sector, and I also knew that I wanted to help people. I had good social skills that made it easy to engage with people and relate to them." Yes. Pulotu Bruce Levy is currently the Pacific General Manager for Hospital Services for Waitemata and Auckland District Health Boards. Pulotu was the service manager for Waitemata District Health Board's Pacific Mental Health Service, Takanga Afohe, for 6 years. Pulotu is also a practitioner in mental health and addictions. Manager of Tupu Services for 4 years. Also was dual diagnosis worker in CADS and worked as a counsellor in CADS South and for the Gambling Helpline, Lifeline New Zealand. He had started out in the field in 1998 as a youth alcohol and drug worker in Pacific Islands Drug and Alcohol Services in PIDAS in Otahu, Auckland. Pulotu has a Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Postgraduate Diploma in Health Science and Business, and a Master's Degree in Health Management, for which his dissertation investigated the reduction of asthma ambulatory-sensitive hospitalization of Pacific children. Pulotu Bruce holds his extended Samoan family's Matai title of Pulotu from Malaimalu Falealili. Bruce has a long-term commitment to, Bruce has a long-term commitment to Pacific health and supporting and seeing people rise up from their expectations to their aspirations. Pulotu is passionate about working to help families and communities reach their God-given aspirations. And together with other Pacific leaders, such as Manu Fotu, Dr. Siale Alufoliaki, Pulotu has helped to shape and influence mental health and addiction sector widely. He championed the formation of the Matua Council for Waitemata and Auckland District Health Boards. And on top of that, Pulotu has also worked hard to ensure the Pacific workforce grew in capacity and capability. Yeah, so that's the research I've done on Pulotu. Now, as you can see, you can't see it. As you have just heard, Pulotu has done a lot of work over the years and studied hard to get to where he is. And now professionally, doing the mahi day in, day out, as some of the pros will say. But let me share with you something I know about this man that you won't find online or LinkedIn or on social media, for that matter. Over the years, past 10 years, 15, I've seen Pulotu out and about out and about in the community, or maybe even Pacific or mainstream events, mainly to do with the community and health sector. And I've seen Pulotu do his thing. Pulotu is very respectful. I've seen it. You know, he'll make time for anyone. He'll sit down and chat with others. And to me, that's a value that separates people. Regardless of what you do, who you are, respect and actually taking the time to understand and get to know others. You know, God works in mysterious ways. We just don't know. You know, we can plan, anticipate, and tick boxes along the way. You know, I mean, I never ever planned to or intentionally set out to work while at school or even uni. I never planned to be involved in the health sector. Never. But then my mum and a close friend, a family friend of mine, Alo, shoulder tapped me to help with mental health promotion at the grassroots level. And I've been doing this for 10 years now. 10 years, and I'm all in now. Yeah, as quoted by Pulotu, if you have a passion for people, then a career in health is the way to go. And this radio show is just another little avenue, a labor of love, another platform to help anyone listening in. And through this passion, our paths have crossed. malo ni pulotu. Ai amai koe.
Yeah, manu e whawhitai mele mele. What an extensive list there, and I feel like, oh, who is that guy that you're talking about? But now I'm very humbled and I'm very honoured to be here with you and just to share a little bit what's been happening in our community, particularly with Pasifika Health.
Yes.
And thank you again for this platform, Fruit Te Ama, that we can do these things every week. And yeah, I've been keeping in touch with your Facebook page. So yeah, Dr. William Cunningham for the last 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yeah,
he's a brilliant doctor there and really doing marvellous things for our community. And also prior to that, I saw you had the suicide prevention coordinator for Auckland Waitemata DHB through Manu Fotu.
Yes.
Another close colleague of mine. But brother, can't forget our time since last time I've been on here, our time in Cook Islands and Great.
Yes.
We experienced the Rarotonga's nightlife and the palace where everyone talks about the burgers that are far greater than any burgers in the world. And I've got to say, brother, we managed to get through that one. What was the name of that big one that we the Palace Special takeaways. The Palace Special, I think it was called the Palace Special, brother.
Absolutely.
It was dripping with just pure deliciousness. And give thanks that we need to have interventions after you have those health treatments, after you have a burger like that in Palace. But no, it's a beautiful place in Rarotonga. I know watching you in action with the Koka cruisers, and I didn't get a chance this time, but got to swim near that beautiful lagoon of Aomori. And a lot of cruisers along there, but I know Koka very loud. The brother here was at work, and great to see you transition into the creative community service there.
That's right, our creative centre.
Creative centre, and then over here in Pacific Home Care. So really good to see you on your journey as you flourish and as you even have time for this station, you know. So thank you, Millie.
I don't think I've thanked you for that short period you came over. You linked me in with the top man at Creative Centre, Danny Tixier, and if it wasn't for you coming over, I don't think I would have ever met Danny at all. So, you know, like I said, God works in mysterious ways, you know.
Maybe to highlight that, so that was a conference that we'd gone to, the Cook Islands Conference. Is an annual event, massive event. First time I've been there, and set up by PMA, Pacific Medical Association. So a shout out to CEO Debbie Sorensen out there, and Dr. Kiki Moate, who's the big boss there. And those two have really been able to have a presence in the islands, and particularly in the Cook Islands, with this conference with Dr. Omea Herman, the Secretary of Health.
Yes.
And that particular conference this year, we were there to sign a agreement of cooperation between Waitemata and Cook Islands. Part of that agreement was to just formalise the working of workers going from Waitemata to their working holiday over in Cook Islands, in Rarotonga. And also growing some of the capability and capacity within Rarotonga. So we actually have opportunities for summer studentships and a fellow who link in with Waitemata for a year, get the lay of the land, just soak in everything that could be useful, whether it be across mental health or child health, and be able to sort of tailor it or contextualize it within Cook Islands. So that's one of the small things. We already have Dr. Ted Hughes, who goes over and does his anesthesia with Dr. Francis Agnew, another a man from Arirangi. Oh no, Nikau. Mm-hmm. And he goes over and supports her in the mental health. So and we've just had Metua leave I know she was on the radio station, your auntie.
Yes, that's right.
And to manage Aitutaki Hospital. And we've got, in fact, I think Cook Islands has the biggest mental health team across all the islands, you know, with expats, people from here in New Zealand who are kooky and now are going to give back to their people and their community. So that was a really, I guess as an update, you know, good to share our listeners what happened in the Cook Islands. And we also had an agreement signed with the Deputy Director General, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, who's essentially the CE of Health for New Zealand. And they signed with their Health or Ministry of Health in Cook Islands the smoke-free strategy.
That was one of the biggest themes over there for the conference.
And Papa Joe was also there. Dr. Joe Williams also signed an agreement with his GP service in Mount Wellington, how they will support the nursing.
Yes.
Who will come over from Raro, do their placement and have a practice here, and also be able to go back to the Cook Islands with some of that new experiences.
Yes.
So that was quite a big event. First time for me in the Cook Islands, and I tell you know, jumped in that car, that you hire a car. I couldn't get a scooter because I was a little bit, you know, I still need more faith to jump on those motorbikes. But, you know, you only need that car, and, man, you can go around that island in 1.5 hours.
It's tiny,
but it's big. You know, you could spend all your time in one part of the island and not have gone to the other part. So that was magical. So we hope to go back and I guess show the progress of our agreement of cooperation, and share some of the kind of achievements we've been able to, I guess, be realised through that agreement.
Mahalo ni pulotu. Mahalo pulotu. And hey, thank you for sharing that info with us. You know, I'm just really thankful that I met you over there and you introduced me to the right people in health. You know, I've been there for 3 years and I didn't even know I don't really know anyone. So for you to come over from here to link it up, it's a big blessing for me.
But and that's usually the issue, eh? Some of the challenges for us is a certain amount of people have some knowledge, and how do we make that knowledge accessible to our communities? And I guess that's also the purpose of Te Ama. Some people may not, you know, live and work in the health field, but at least they can have some access to some things and some information. And I think most people, sadly, at this current time, we're all faced with this epidemic that's occurred in Auckland. And it's now been, there's also caught, they've been, I guess, declared an epidemic in Samoa and Tonga, this issue of the measles.
Absolutely.
And so, just really quickly, brother, I guess the main message, you know, we've had nearly 1,600 measles cases this year, and I tell you, that's heaps. But if you go from 1st of January 2019 to 4th of November, we've had 1,972 confirmed cases, and out of those cases, 1,500 or nearly 1,600 of those 1,972 here in Auckland. So, on the positive side, we're seeing a reduction. You know, there's always you get to a point of saturation where no more people can be picked up for measles, because that's the way these viruses occur. They keep going until there's not enough hosts.
Okay.
So it sounds like we've reduced over time. However, we don't want to take the foot off the pedal. I think our community have responded awesomely. I think all the stand-up stores, vaccination stores,
that's right,
people went to over the Super Clinic and at Clendon, and some over here in Auckland and Waitemata. We don't have many of those at the moment. But just to remind people, even as we're going into the holidays, we don't want to, you know, we've already heard in Samoa they've had 3 cases of measles, people have passed on And it's very sad to hear that no one should ever die for something like this. And I guess we can still continue to do our job if we're planning to go to the islands. And I know many of our colleagues and families, it's the time we go off in Christmas and enjoy our Christmas and reunions. And
absolutely.
Especially in Samoa and particularly in Samoa and Tonga, that just family and friends just continue to remember to get yourself vaccinated. If you're not sure, go to your doctor. And most people say, yeah, I've had to go and check myself, and sometimes we don't know, but just so that we're not part of the increasing cases in our islands, that we can do our bit. And unfortunately, when they ask how did the measles get to the islands, well, they say they suspected it might have been
from
Auckland. So let's think of our families over there and the islands, and you know how Samoa, Tonga, we don't have the same infrastructure as we have here where we can rapid response and set up vaccinations. However, they're very resilient communities there, and I know the Ministry of Health in Samoa and Tonga have done their media releases, have really strengthened that message around vaccinate, immunize, and they've gone through all, and now people have gone through other kind of cases like this when they have outbreaks like typhoid or other things that our people are very maybe accustomed to this. So it's not necessarily something new, but also something that we can try to help prevent from our end. So that's the main message really for everyone. Just continue to vaccinate, immunize. Absolutely. But good to hear that it's gone down
and contained.
And yeah,
Pulotu, why, I would say around 80% of the cases of measles, people contracting measles, has been in Auckland. Why, well, you know, with the position you're in, why would some people or individuals not vaccinate or get immunized in the first place?
Yeah, I think there's probably a couple of things, and I think we know there's a growing anti-vaccination or anti-vaccinators group, and particularly in Samoa, when we had a few years ago deaths in relation to the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination that was administered to some babies. And sometimes that'll just, if we're not getting the messages right, people will, I guess, take on the anti-vax message, which is those things will hurt or harm up babies. There's even a growing body in Samoa, and we get it, and I think it's important that our people get the
correct
information,
right,
and
information.
The place to go to. So for us here in New Zealand, it's the, if you're on Facebook, it's the Auckland Regional Public Health Services, ARPHS. And they give you new releases every week. And so that information that I see that came from there, and they'll tell you, you know, where it's
awesome. I'll put that link up on our the AMA page for anyone interested.
Yeah. And there's information in the Samoan information in Tongan, particularly for our older people. And the other thing is around, it's also a time for exams, you know. Our young ones are going into exams. So
Crunch time.
We don't ever want anyone to miss out on the exams because of the measles. So it's actually an important time. I know my son's studying now for his sixth form, and year 12 for his NCAs, and I think there's enough stress, let alone adding something like a measles to your condition, and you don't want to have missed out. Not that I've heard anyone miss out on the exams because of measles, but something we never ever thought this could happen. Around 1,591 cases in Auckland, unheard of. That's more than in the world. Oh, you know, and what we see in England and in America. So I think we can't help. We can't be. We can't take a foot off the pedal and can't be too relaxed about it. But it's good to see it, as you're saying, contained. But also, don't forget those who are in exams, those who are going on holidays, and those who are going over to Samoa and Tonga. Please, please, my families, we can. It's a simple procedure. Just rock into your GP. Boom. That's it.
Get the vaccination.
Yeah,
get
done.
Yes.
Vaccination's done. Yeah.
Thank you, that's Pulotu. That's right.
Yeah.
As Pulotu said, please get out there and get vaccinated. You know? Pulotu, I just want to, you know, I follow you on social media, and share with me, Pulotu, as a father. What is it like for you to... You know, I know you said was your son's birthday yesterday, and
yeah.
How is it for you being a father?
I'll tell you,
being a father
it's a new thing every day, and I think I get this. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing being a father of a teenager, and he's now 17, and you can't help but compare how you were when I can't help but compare when I was 17, and I go. Do we have the similar maturity? Oh, I'm sure I might have been a bit more mature in some things, or he's a lot more mature than I am in other things. And I think it's probably not good to compare, because I think a different context. Our young ones have grown up in a digital world, and
yes.
You know, it's great to see our brothers out there who are talking about being better citizens or stewards over the digital devices, like Tony Laulu. Great to have Tony Laulu. He spoke at a recent Pacific Week, which we had in Auckland District Health Board a couple of weeks ago.
And
he spoke about how it became an issue for him and his family.
Actually, I have seen
He's been on Tangata Pacifica, and I think the fact that our generation grew up my kids have, what are they called? Post-millennials, eh? They're the ones who born after year 2000, so they've never known not to have an instant meal and microwave. They've never known to not have a Wi-Fi or PC or computer or a mobile. So different world, and then again, so different ways of thinking, great opportunities. And I shared with them that verse that I shared with you this morning.
Yes,
looking beyond that, because. You know, school's going to be finished before you know it. He's going to be in this studying, and then work, and then in a similar situation like us, having to provide for the family, and not just his family, but his parents. So we were, you know, for myself and my wife, and I suppose it's ensuring that the lessons we learnt as young ones, that he'll make some mistakes, and you know, he shared with me his. Some of his biggest fears, which is good, and if we can have those discussions with the young people. And his biggest fear was he said he never wants to disappoint people or disappoint, and I get that. I think that's some of the fears that I have and we all have. You don't want to disappoint our families, disappoint
our peers,
disappoint people who expect so much of you, and so when I heard him say that, I figured, wow, he actually is very mature, and so he wants to do something in health, but he's also a really good drummer. He loves drumming, so he's got the responsibility of driving the jazz combo, that's the name of the group, at grammar at a school, and he's in the Samoan group, the Polyfest group, and that'll be his last year next year, so... His younger brother's coming through to join him, so that it's everyone known, if you've ever gone to school with your siblings, you know what that dynamic is, eh? You'll be the person to introduce them and help them with their induction to the school, look out for them.
That's right.
So he'll play the big brother. He's a good big brother, my son. Sometimes we have to remind him, hey, sometimes big brother tasks are... sometimes unexplainable as to why you have to do them. You just do them because you're the oldest.
Responsibilities.
So that's that whole aspect of responsibility. and it does fall on him, and he sometimes does feel the burden. And then you have your little ones, and you know, first generation. I was born in Samoa, so I guess I'm considered first, but brought up in New Zealand, so kind of the second generation children of the migration. And we've talked about this before, the difference of parenting and ensuring, just because we, you know, this whole thing around permissive parenting, you know, because we didn't have some of those things growing up, so we want to give those to our kids now. And to their detriment. And so it's about being wise.
We did discuss that.
Having those decisions.
Having the boundaries for ourselves, eh?
And, you know, checking up on their social media and checking up on, do we turn off the Wi-Fi? And I was talking to fellow parents, and they were saying, yeah, we turn off the Wi-Fi. And in fact, it helped. They didn't miss it for a month. I said, whoa. And I was thinking as a parent, I said, oh, man, I'm a pushover parent. And part of that is because we just love our kids to really enjoy life, but sometimes without putting some of that discernment around, okay, some of these things in the long run may not give you long satisfaction.
And it may be detrimental to their health.
Detrimental to their health. So it's about continuing to have that conversation. Yeah. You go, oh, son, maybe we might have did this wrong, let's try this, or we might have to check in on that now. You know, we gave you that phone or gave you that Mac to help you, you know, because he's into his music and doing
make music on music the beats.
We want to hear more beats, you know. Where's those beats? And in fact, we are hearing some of those beats, but as a parent, it's that trying to hold back around, where was those things you expected? Because, you know, we can hear, so our parents have those high expectations. You know, we gave it that. Money doesn't grow in trees. We're not millionaire.
Amen.
You think, oh, we are millionaire. Right. That's what I can hear my mum saying.
Absolutely.
And so we try and become millionaires in our own kids' lives. And I think it is as parents, that's the thing that we reflect on. You know, my wife and I, we think, okay, is this good? If we set them on a path that's going to be hard to open up, and we have no idea. In fact, we have no idea where does this end with the introduction of AI and artificial intelligence and the introduction of the fact that we have to be more digitally minded. And, you know, the factories, like, you know, I heard it from a colleague. We were at a board meeting last night and for a school, and we realized what we need to really teach our kids. Literacy and numeracy is not going to cut it anymore. It's still important, but gone are the fisher and pikers, the factories that our families used to work in. Now we're into the creative space and how important that is. And in fact, those are strengths that our Pacifica have. So we might have, you know, some of our parents, I know my parents, they came into this country and we didn't speak Samoan. Or was encouraged, but we definitely understood it because part of it was, you know, they saw that as a way to navigate the system here in New Zealand, just get the jobs, take away any barriers in regards to communicating, get better conditions for our family, because that's what you're looking at. You know, all the things you do, not for yourself, it's for your family, to kind of pay their mortgage or get that, or do the whatever love is. And now we're realizing the jobs that we need now are the jobs that we require our cultural identity, you know, the things that God have given us, the things that made us innovative as Pacifica, you know,
the entrepreneurial spirit.
You got it, you know, as they say, you know, in regards to this digital space, half, you know, the words of Moana, how far do you go? How far will I go? See the line where the sky meets the sea. It calls me. No one knows how far it goes. God knows. Oh, we know that. That's why I say, look up, look far. Look far, because God knows, already knows. And so it's about us. And I talked about it before, you know, with the Tokelauans. I just can't believe the amazing resilience and attitude that your Tokelauan people, Mele Mele, you know, last week was Tokelauan Language Week, and I saw that story from Tangata Pacifica, and some of these living on small atolls, and I think, you know, the attitude that your particular people are, the kind of attitude that will take us far, because they've got this attitude. They don't allow circumstances like climate change, yes, or the fact that their land is going underwater, impact on their attitude, impact on who they are. Yeah. Their attitude is what gets them to go far. You know, I heard someone say, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you respond to it. And they responded to this current reality as, yep, it is what it is. And yet we'll do our best to be better climate change survivors and tell the world, be like that lady, that girl, 16-year-old, how dare you? Hashtag how dare you. They can do that approach, but you know, people, we're not how dare you. We're more like aloha, and we respect, yeah, we'll do those messages, but we'll just, okay, we're going to look beyond this and we are going to survive this. And I think, as I go back to that point, it's more than literacy and numeracy that our kids need. They need the innovation, the creativity, because the jobs that are going to come up are going to be in the space where everyone's looking for different angles. It's not going to be one size fits all, and we know that. We know that there's been a white way, okay, thinking, yeah, that's the right way. And in our education systems and our health systems and the justice systems, you know, whanau putting through the fear of this tactic squad that's going to appear. And I get it. They need the police need to look after themselves and disarm themselves, given the introduction of new gangs coming into New Zealand. So
fight fire with fire.
Fight fire with fire. But, you know, it's all these systems based on the fact that it's not going to advantage Pacifica Māori. And we've talked about the unconscious bias. And even, yes, our own colleagues don't ever want to feel that they're racist. I'm not a racist. Bruce, I'm not racist to brown people, Pacifica Māori. And then if they audit their own processes, like we've seen with even our own GPs and doctors, and realising, oh, I audited how many statins I put on Māori and non-Māori, and I realised actually he was given less to Māori, and he checked with his behaviours and realised, oh, actually I do have a bias that was unconscious. Now he's made it conscious, and now the next step is, how does he consciously make a difference to that?
Paloto, sorry, I've got to jump in. Do you think, what do you think, you know, I'm not saying all GPs, but maybe certain GPs, yeah, you know, out in South, right, Auckland, that
GPs
are not necessarily Pacifica,
yeah,
how can we make them change their line of thinking and biases? Mm. What do you think?
Well, the first thing is that if you you always test someone's comment, but you go, I have a look at the data, I have a look at what I'm doing. You know, always look at what you're doing. Just check whether it's in line with their, Pacifica Māori are showing not as good as health outcomes as non-Pacific and non-Māori, and we're wanting to improve that. So first thing, you look at your own data, you look at your own patients. You don't have to look at everyone's, you just look at your own. And so you look, who's getting more? Is there a difference in regards to access to certain treatments or certain diagnostics? And if they see that more Māori or more Pacific are missing out, then there could be a bias in there that was unintended, you know, but it's something that they can work on. So first thing is look at your data, and then actually go around checking with the patients and checking and interacting and engaging with families and asking about their experience, their patient experience. And I did talk to you, one of the things we're trying to do at the hospital is a lot of our Pacifica in this last 30 seconds are going through the hospital and leaving with
Experience.
Not as good as they would like to. And so we wanted to improve that and listen to their stories and be able to, contribute to the vision that our people live longer, but also leave lasting legacies for generations to come.
Paloto.
Mahalo, sifua.
Paloto. And that is exactly why you're in where you're at. Pacific General Manager for Auckland and Waitemata District Health Boards and Hospitals. Need more people like you, Paloto. Got to get you in. Dr. Will's coming in next week again. Maybe if we can squeeze you in, Paloto, we need to get you back in here. Is that okay?
Yeah, well, no.
And I know you've got a couple of, you've been with us from the start, Paloto.
Right.
I know you've got a couple of guests lined up. And is that good? Is that okay, Paloto?
No, thank you, Mene Mele, for this opportunity.
Okay. Whawhitai lava, Paloto. I'm going to play your song.